Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Planning for Retirement. I'm your host, Scott Nelson. Joining me are my assistants, Elisa Zaris and Jerem Olson. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for being.
It's good to be back. It's been a minute. So as we're recording this, we happen to be in the thick of tax season. Everyone's favorite, I know, right?
I do have children, so it's okay.
Still working on that one. We'll get there eventually.
So we see signs up everywhere with, what should we call it, solicitations for your tax refund dollars. Everyone would like to have you give your dollars to them. What do you think?
They can give them to me.
Oh, very generous of you.
I know.
Way to help.
I think, you know, at the when you do get a refund or you figure out if you owe taxes, I think in general it's a great time to take a step back and say, okay, how did I do this year? Mm-hmm. It's a great time to plan and revisit your financial goals and see if you're on track.
For sure. For sure. For many, that's the first time that they've really looked at all their numbers. But let's suppose... Well, let's address this. So if I'm looking at it and I've got my financial advisor hat on and you're getting a really sizable tax refund, the first thing that I have to point out to you is that you've just loaned the federal government or state, whichever, a 0% loan. They aren't paying you anything to have had your money for that period of time. So if you are getting a refund, like Jerem suggested, you probably ought to reevaluate your exemptions and try to reduce what's being taken from your paycheck every pay period so that when you're done, you're as close to not owing but not getting much of a refund either. Okay, so there's that. But let's say you're getting a big refund. Is that a great time to maybe go sign up for, I don't know, timeshare program or new car, new mattress, new living room set? What do you think?
No, I think that there's a lot of great things you could be doing with that refund. I think that there's a lot of people that do have that mindset, though, of, oh, like, I can go buy this or buy that, and instead of thinking long-term.
Found money, right?
Yeah.
Found money. So, to your point, as you reevaluate your goals, I heard a very wise man once say that the two biggest obstacles to Americans having the financial security they'd like to have are car payments and divorce. So divorce, that's a whole nother topic, and many times it's not your fault. But car payments or payments of any type, that's something to consider. So my suggestion would be that if you do have some consumer debt, something that's a higher interest rate, consumer loan, do what you can to pay it off as quickly as possible and get over it and be out of it.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I believe another really awesome thing to do with those dollars that you receive in a tax refund, take a look at your retirement accounts. Were you able to max out your Roth contributions for the year? That's another great place where you can put money right now that's going to grow tax-free for the rest of your life. And so it'll hopefully decrease the amount of taxes you owe in the future.
For sure. Now, this isn't going to post until it's too late, but you can even make contributions to your prior year's retirement accounts, IRAs, up until tax day, April 15th, which then can get you some more money back, maybe.
That's a great point. I think a lot of people don't realize that they can do that. So it's something that they can take advantage of, you know, when they're sitting down going over their taxes. Oh, did we max out our Roth? No, let's do that. Let's do that now. And then they're just that much further ahead for the future. Mm-hmm.
A question I think some of the viewers might have about this, if they do receive too much of a refund, if it's a big refund, what are some ways that they can decrease that amount for the next year and make sure that they're earning money on their money and not surrendering it to the government, like you said, with a 0% loan.
It's as simple as talking to HR and telling them you want less withheld. The form that's typically used for that is a W-4. You can pull it up on irs.gov. And there's actually a worksheet that they use with that based on your marital status, how many dependents. Do you have more than one job or income to the household? Things like that that you can go through and get closer to dialing it in so that you're withholding the correct amount. We certainly would never want any of you to have to pay interest or a penalty because you didn't withhold enough, okay? So we're not suggesting anything that would get you in trouble, but we just believe in being prudent and a good manager of your resources so that it's better for you in the long run.
I agree, and you can reevaluate each year to get as close to zero as possible.
Yep, dial it in. It'll take a few years, but you can do it. And using a good professional to help you with your tax preparation never hurts. Many times they're able to give us good insights and help us dial that in even closer. And they've got that impartial and biased opinion based on seeing a lot of other people's returns.
Yeah, you can come see us. We have several referrals of great CPAs that we can direct you to. And
Yeah, no, we're really fortunate to have some great associations that way. Yeah. But we want all the best for you and your money. We want to help you plan well so that you can retire happy. Thanks.